Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail I'm Ian, M.D., last name is Rahman, R-A-H-M-A-N. M.D. Rahman is a 55-year-old male who reports he injured his neck at work. He does not provide a time frame or a mechanism of injury. In fact, he denies any distinct injuries at work. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation and treatment, culminating in surgery on the spinal cord of his neck on 8/26/21. He has completed his course of active treatment. In paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Rahman alleges occupational exposures from 4/10/07 through 8/1/21 caused wear and tear and permanent injuries to his cervical spine. In his answers to occupational interrogatories, he listed that his neck condition is a result of constant lifting, twisting, and carrying. He had done while in the course of his employment at least 8 hours per day, 5 days a week for the last 15 years. His diagnoses were cervical radiculopathy, myelopathy, and stenosis, SC4-5, C5-6, C6-7, status post 8/26/21, anterior cervical discectomy and fusion from C4 through C7. He listed his various treating physicians relative to the neck. He asserted that the respondent had been his sole and exclusive employer since 4/10/07. Paired in paragraph, treatment records show Mr. Rahman was seen on 3/21/17 at Unite Here Health. He had numerous laboratory studies performed. The physician assistant noted he was employed at Harris as a bar porter and smoked one pack a day for 27 years. He claimed to have quit 2 months earlier. He was rendered diagnoses of hypertriglyceridemia, diabetes mellitus type 2, and preventative health care. He was utilizing gabapentin, metformin, Lipitor, phenofibrate, and omega-3 fatty acids. There was no description of any issues with the cervical spine. However, on 8/16/17, he was following up after seeing the neurosurgeon who recommended surgery. Mr. Rahman was very reluctant to do surgery and would like a second opinion. He remained on medications and was also prescribed Cialis and multivitamins. He was seen by the physician assistant, as well as the physician whose name is Dr. Rahman, R-A-M-A-N, without the H. Over the ensuing months and years, when seen on 7/8/21, he complained of neck pain radiating to the left arm. It had been occurring for a long time, and he has had multiple cortisone injections and imaging to no avail. record, he had a cervical spine MRI on 8/26/21 that showed multiple levels of herniations with mild stenosis and cord flattening. Appeared he had seen Dr. Glass, who recommended cervical fusion, but the patient was not interested in surgery at that time. Appeared he then saw Dr. Boxman, who prescribed gabapentin and sent him to physical therapy with no help. Appeared he then was seen at Rothman and had cortisone injections that did not help with his pain either. Period. On this visit, they noted he actually was continuing to smoke cigarettes. Period. His care continued at this practice through 8/10/22. This appeared to be for a routine follow-up with no mention of his neck or corresponding surgery. Period. New paragraph. He did have a cervical spine MRI on 7/7/17. Sent a referral of Dr. Glass. Period. Those results will be inserted as marked. Period. He had x-rays of the cervical spine on 9/27/18 to be inserted. Period. Findings were consistent with cervical spasm or strain. Period. There was moderate degenerative change at C5-6 as well as retrolisthesis of C5 on C6. Period. On 8/26/20, he had a repeat cervical spine MRI compared to the one of 7/7/17. Those results will be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Rahman was seen by Dr. Radcliffe, RAD, CLIFF, at Rothman Orthopedics on 12/16/20. Period. He complained of pain in the neck, especially in the mid-cervical spine. Period. He also had radicular arm pain, as well in the left and right upper extremities. He denies any mild lopathy symptoms, including dexterity, comma, loss of balance, comma, or dysfunction. Pretty's left upper extremity was worse than the right. Pretty's symptoms were present for over 2 years. Pretty had seen another surgeon who recommended surgical intervention. Pretty also saw a neurologist who advised him to avoid surgery. Pretty was not interested in surgery at this time. Period. Dr. Radcliffe performed an exam and reviewed a cervical spine MRI of an unspecified date. Period. She diagnosed that she did not believe he had cervical myelopathy. They discussed the possibility for a spinal cord injury, particularly from a low-energy trauma. Period. They discussed carrier cervical discectomy and fusion at C5/C4-5, C5-6, and possibly C6-7 levels. Period. However, he was not interested, and his family told him not to have surgery. Period. Accordingly, Dr. Radcliffe was somewhat unclear about the purpose of this visit based upon those comments. Period. He was also seen at Rothman by Dr. Axelrod, AXELROD, on 2/12/21. Period. He performed an epidural steroid injection with diagnoses of spinal stenosis and cervical radiculitis. Period. He was also seen at Rothman by Dr. Woods on 8/9/21. Period. He states he has had 6 to 8 months of progressive neck and left arm radicular pain, along with subjective weakness in the left arm. Period. He was dropping objects. Period. He has been treated with epidurals and physical therapy without any substantial symptomatic improvement. Period. He had not taken narcotics. Period. He reviewed x-rays and MRI showing foraminal stenosis, which is severe on the left at C4-5. Period bilateral foraminal stenosis, left greater than right at C5-6 and at C6-7. Period clinical exam was also performed, finding 4/5 strength in the left upper extremity. Period. Dr. Woods diagnosed cervicalgia, comma, spinal stenosis, comma, and radiculopathy. Period. He recommended anterior cervical discectomy infusion from C4 through C7. Period. In paragraph on 7/19/21, he was seen by pain specialist Dr. PRYZBYLKOWSKI. Period. He performed an evaluation and recommended interventional pain management once an upper extremity EMG study was done. This study was done in the same practice on 8/6/21. Period. Dr. Abrams, ABRAMS, wrote it was abnormal due to a proximal nerve lesion on the left side of C5-6. Period. He returned to Dr. Przybylski after this study was done. Period. New paragraph on 8/26/21, Dr. Woods performed anterior cervical discectomy infusion from C4 through C7. Here the postoperative diagnoses were cervical radiculopathy, comma, myelopathy, comma, cervical stenosis, SC4-5, comma, C5-6, comma, C6-7. Period. He followed up postoperatively and participated in physical therapy. Period. He continued to see Dr. Woods through 11/18/21. Period. On that occasion, the pharmacy called about tramadol not being covered by his insurance. Period. On 11/17/21, he came in to pick up his prescription for physical therapy and mentioned there was a prior authorization needed for medication to be sent to the pharmacy. Period. The last actual in-person visit with Dr. Woods was on 3/16/22. He ordered updated cervical spine x-rays and encouraged continued range of motion and strengthening exercises. Prayed they were going to continue his disability for another 6 weeks or so. Period. His radicular symptoms had largely resolved. Period. His dysphagia and hoarseness have improved. Period. X-rays showed appropriate placement of instrumentation with no evidence of loosening or failure. Period. And underline this, I actually cannot find any Rothman notes dated 3/16/22 anymore. So they would have ended on 11/18/21. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Combined active extension and internal rotation of the left shoulder was to T12. Good motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period resisted elbow flexion was 5/5 by manual muscle testing, but strength was otherwise 5/5. Spine cervical inspection revealed a well-healed right anterior scar consistent with his surgery. Period active flexion and extension were full to 50 and 60 degrees respectively. period of bilateral rotation was to 65 degrees, with side bending right 35 degrees and left to 20 degrees. Thrust of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. Sitting and supine straight leg raise maneuvers as well as his gait maneuvers. Impressions. M.D. Raman alleges his occupational duties from 4/10/07 through 8/1/21 caused permanent injuries to his cervical spine. Appeared more specifically, he is a bar porter. He did not sustain any distinct traumatic injury while at work. Period. His symptoms appear to have been of gradual onset and presented in approximately 2017 or later. Period. He had cervical spine MRI on 7/7/17 to be inserted. Pretty had the benefit of various specialist consultations. Period. He had epidural injections without relief. Period. Did an EMG that was abnormal. Period. On 8/26/21, Dr. Woods performed surgery to be inserted here. Pretty followed up post-operatively at Rothman Orthopedics, as well as with Unite Here Health for general medical problems. Period. An updated cervical MRI was on 8/26/20 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the cervical spine. Period. There were no signs of myelopathy, and sputum turnover was negative. Period. There was minimal weakness in left elbow flexion, but strength was otherwise 5/5. Period sensation was intact. Period new paragraph, this case represents 15% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine regardless of cause. Period. This petitioner does have evidence of multi-level degenerative disc and joint disease. Period. This comports to a certain extent with his age and long history of tobacco abuse. Period. Diabetes is another risk factor for this condition. Period. Interestingly, he does not offer any distinct subjective complaints except for inability to put his left arm fully behind his back. Period. He has been able to return to the workforce in the same capacity he held with the insured before. Period. His ability to do so without symptomatic complaints is dispositive for an occupational etiology to them. Period. End.